Academic Aesthetic for Tuesday, June 10th, 2008. I'm your host, Aaron Smith, and you don't want to know how many times I've already tried to record this. The following podcast I actually wrote down last Wednesday during a really powerful thunderstorm that actually gave us off on last Thursday because so many buildings in my county were without electricity. I really like this low-tech approach, and I suppose it's kind of fitting that right now as I record this, I'm using the battery power of my laptop because we have another thunderstorm rolling through, and I really don't want a surge to come through and wreck my computer. So, without further ado, on with what I wrote down. There's an enjoyable aesthetic to low-tech communication. Oh, sure, I'm more wired than most teachers, navigating IM, webinars, Drupal, forums, and the like. But when I can pull myself away from my computer for a moment at least, it still feels good to get out a notebook and pencil and just write something down. Granted, this time around, I was pushed offline by a storm-induced power outage, but I stand by my opinion. I would find my enjoyment of low-tech stuff to be odd if it weren't so darned common. When I was in the Boy Scouts, my scoutmaster brought more electronic devices to camp than the scouts did. Now, he didn't ignore the modern world in favor of our natural surroundings, but he didn't do it the other way around either. By the way, you haven't really seen a cool astronomy lesson until you've seen it in the middle of a field with no flashlight on anyone, just your scoutmaster with a laser pointer that's been hacked to shine really, really far, pointing out the stars through the mist. But I digress. I could give you other stories like this, but they all have the same plot, so I'll spare you the details. I think the point I'm trying to get to is that we shouldn't really let the new replace the old just because it's the new. I could, with very little difficulty, teach all of my art lessons next year from the computer lab. I wouldn't need any extra training, and I would still meet all the requirements laid out in my official curriculums. That plural was on purpose, by the way. Remember, I tie my art curriculum in with other subjects. But I don't want to do that because I don't think that would be fair to the students. They need variety in their art lessons to keep them intellectually engaged, and while there are programs that can simulate almost any art supply, it's still not the same as rolling up your sleeves and reaching for that oil pastel. Or that pencil. Or those scissors. The sheer variety of tools at my disposal is just one of the reasons why I enjoy my career so much. In fact, it looks a lot better for me if I do. It's also one of the reasons why it's so hard for me to consider a career change. Computer capabilities are diverse, but not as diverse as computers and low-tech visual arts at the same time. Well, that's my podcast for today. If you have any questions, comments, or criticisms, please feel free to email me at theartguy@gmail.com, or better yet, leave a comment on academicaesthetic.com. Just go to the show notes and leave a comment there, or even better than that, write your own blog post or record your own podcast, and you'll send a link back my way so I can find it. Until next time, this is Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, saying stay subscribed fairly well, and I was really hoping for a loud blast of thunder to be recorded by this microphone. Oh well.